very bad. Because when I woke up from the coma, I had a breathing problem. Because although the involuntary muscles, such as the heart and the lungs, still work, the chest is paralyzed. So the first job to do is concentrate on the workout. You've got to concentrate on the diaphragm to get reasonable breathing. And in those early stages, even thinking about what to do was exhausting. But I didn't give up, and that's a strange thing, because you can't talk. The only way you can communicate is with a spelling board and blink your eyes, one to yes, two for no, when people point to a spelling board, letters on a spelling board. The things that surprised me was that I just got on with it, and I changed from life in the fast lane to dealing with the problems of being totally paralysed without real concern and just getting on with it. And later on, it really surprised me.
What about people's reactions to you? Did they change? Did people treat you differently?
Well, initially they left me to die. And when I first got out into a wheelchair, I went into the ward office and they showed me the brain scan. It was done in the first few days. And a consultant who showed me it said, "Graham, I don't know why you're still alive," because there was a clot right across the base of my brain with no gaps in it.
This case that is before the courts today, do you understand how Tony feels?
I understand his feeling, because to have total paralysis for over 5 years and having to rely on other people to do your personal stuff, because I do remember early on thinking, goodness me, dignity's out of the window, you know, and not having been able to plan a life or plan to do anything, I can understand his feeling. But one of the things I did want to do was try and talk to people who had locked-in syndrome and try and get their mindset to do what I did, which, you know, about two and a half months after my stroke, I got a little bit of voice back, a little bit of facial movement, but there's a barrier between the brain and the rest of the body. And what I did, I decided I was going to close my eyes and concentrate my brain on my big toe. And I did it as a daily job for about 3 weeks before it moved in my brain. And then I worked on it and developed strength, the mental strength. And moving around the body from the big toe, you know, around the feet to the fingers, became progressively easier once I'd made that initial brain link.